It's giving shade.
It's giving dirty.
It's giving what if.
Hey listeners, before we jump in today, I would like to share a disclaimer. The views and opinions in this podcast episode are 100% strictly my own. They do not reflect any professional organization, business, or board with which I am associated. The content of this podcast is for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Let's jump in.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of It's Giving What If. And it's me, Albs, and today I have the pleasure of hanging out with a special guest. So all of you that have never met this guest, today is an opportunity to get to know someone special, someone fun, that has some really good input and insight. So let's welcome Ezequiel to the podcast. Hey.
Hola, hola, ¿cómo estás? Hola.
Welcome. ¿Cómo estás hoy?
Muy bien, muy bien. Yo también con mi cafecito como tú para, para agarrar pilas.
What kind of coffee?
Nescafé, el instant one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yummy. Con un poco de cappuccino para que no, para que sepa más dulce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sí.
I know.
¿Y tú?
Actually, I'm drinking beer, so
okay.
Right now, it's a little. I guess I could have had some coffee. I actually didn't have coffee this morning, so I just wanted something warm right now. So agarré un té y es de canela y piña. So.
Qué rico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
So what's been going on? Actually, let's just jump into it. So I like to start with something that's been hella annoying for you lately. So, ¿qué te ha estado molestando? What's been getting on your nerves? Like,
that's a good question. Thank you for asking. I mean, a lot of things annoy me, to be honest with you.
Let's go in.
Let's go. Okay, let's get into it. Let's start easy. Getting out of bed. I think that's something relatable, not just for me, but probably a lot of people who are listening. It's really hard getting out of bed. I don't know. I'm trying to find new ways to motivate myself to get out of bed in a better mood each morning. But it's challenging, you know, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. What's your typical time to like get up around?
Like 10.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, it's not. But I'm going to have to start waking up earlier porque voy a empezar la escuela, so
How
so,
early?
But it's okay. From 8 to 4.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not bad.
A little bit. I used to have to be at work at 5 a.m. So like I definitely do not like getting up early. But hoy ya puedo levantarme un poco más tarde, and so I like having that schedule.
Yeah. Oh, I would like to have that schedule too. Yeah, it's really hard getting out of bed or whatever.
Like, no puedes dormir bien, or like you just stay up late? Like what?
No, I actually get a lot of hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, yo soy feliz cuando duermo. ¿Sabes cómo?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's just hard for me to like wake up porque a mí me encanta dormir. It's just like probably one of my favorite things to do is sleep.
Okay.
So invest in a really good mattress, listeners, because it's really rewarding.
Yeah. And good pillows. Porque las almohadas tienen que ser just right.
Yes. But yeah, like no, like staying up late. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't stay up late because I do. But no, that's not why. It's just, I just really, really enjoy sleeping.
Yeah. Okay. So would you be someone that could puede trabajar de noche and then like sleep during the day or?
Yeah, I could be that person. Pero I feel like I have a lot of FOMO, you know, like so.
Yeah.
Pasan muchas cosas durante el día que I would hate to miss out on, you know, so. So yeah, I mean, if I had to have a nighttime job because nothing else is available, I would definitely take it because I can sleep through a lot, especially in the daytime. Pero no, o sea, me gustaría estar con un schedule normal como la gente.
Okay. Yeah, getting up out of bed. Well, and like the thing for a lot of people, getting up out of bed during this time of year is harder because there is a lot of like seasonal depression that happens. And so like with the cold, you're just like, nope, fuck it. I don't want to get out of bed. I just fucking hate everything. And so like, I mean, it's pretty relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for agreeing. Porque now I know it's not just me.
No. Well, and for me, it's even harder because like mi esposo works overnight. So he's a nurse at a nursing home at night. And so like when he gets up, I'm like technically supposed to be getting ready. And so it's like kind of an overlap where I'm like, if I stay in bed a couple minutes, we can like cuddle and then like go about our day, you know, because we won't see each other till like later in the evening. So it's so hard to get up.
Yeah. I hate that because that means you have to spend a lot of time apart. And I don't know. I just really enjoy spending time with my husband.
Yeah.
And our 12-year-old nephew, you know, and the rest of my nephews and my family. I think family is very important, and you know, it's in our culture to be very family oriented. Yeah. So I really enjoy family time.
What else has been annoying you? You said you had
what else? I mean, things that annoy me. I would say also like customers who mistreat employees or that don't tip when they go out to eat. I understand when employees are having an attitude and they're just having a bad day, they might take it out on customers, but like that's hardly the case.
Right.
If that's the case, like you can always just leave a review and move on around about your day. But miserable people who just go to a retail store or call customer service or just anything, like they just already have a really bad attitude and they just treat employees really bad. That's something that really annoys me a lot, especially because I worked retail and sales for a very long time. It's very, what's it called? Like training, mentally more than, you know, anything else, in my point of view, because, you know, I worked there and I had to go to therapy because of it. I had to take time off from work, for like 30 months, not 30 months, 30 days straight, or sometimes, sometimes it was like intermittent. So it was just throughout the year, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm glad that my job, you know, took care of me that way where I could. I mean, not just my job and my insurance too, that I was able to take those breaks, because after so many years of it, it becomes really draining and starts messing with you emotionally. And once you're not emotionally and mentally stable, I feel like that really reflects on your physical and just the way you are, you know what I'm saying? High school.
Yeah, y todo, like, it just piles up on it. And, like, one thing adds this pressure, and this is another pressure, and then you're just, like, weighed down so heavily by all of it. And so, like, it's hard to get back to, like, you said, to, like, that stability, because that foundation ya no está, like, healthy, because your, like, mental health is being compromised. And so, I totally get that.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point, because people are just there to get their job done, you know. And people say the customer's always right, but they're not.
I don't know. Yeah, I was like, it depends. It really depends.
Yeah, but I understand if the employee is mistreating you, then you know it's up to your discretion how you want to act. I personally don't like taking things personal, so. Yeah. If anything like that happens, I'll give them constructive criticism in a survey or something like that, you know, instead of later.
That would be actually pretty awesome if people were like able to do more of that instead of like attack the person. Or like one thing that I fucking hate and it just like drives me nuts is like people who like will get on like Google and leave a terrible review. And it's like literally it was their fault, or they were just angry over something that was not an issue. And then they like lie about you. And then like, they make it seem like the business was terrible, but it's really like, no, you're just a shitty person coming into
exactly
this business with a shitty attitude. So
yes. Yes, I totally agree with you 100%.
But I will leave a shitty review if they are, if they deserve it, if it's really been like warranted, you know, and like,
yeah,
I'm not a fan of just like being angry and just leaving reviews left and right, because there's people who make that a fucking job.
Yeah, exactly. So, like you said, I'm also, I'll also leave a review if it's, if it calls, you know, for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I typically really enjoy leaving good reviews more than anything. Yeah. I don't do it to get anything in return. But it has been rewarding, in many ways, like, short-term, rewards. It's like, they give you like a dessert for free.
Oh, wow.
Or yeah, like it's happened to me, like they're just giving me a free dessert, or just in the long run, I'll just get a notification saying like 1,000 people have viewed your review and, you know, giving me feedback on it. So yeah, if you have something good to say about an establishment or a business or just a person that works there, I think it's really awesome to praise people for doing good things, because it doesn't cost anything. So
yeah.
So it's encouraging.
Yeah, it really is. Is there anything else que te está molestando, or just like getting on your nerves?
Es que son muchas cosas.
What's the biggest thing that's just like, fuck, I can't like get through this?
This is probably going to be, I hope people don't come for me for this. because
<Say it.
laughs> a lot of people are cat owners. Pero I don't like it when people let their cats out. I have a cat and he's like, a big, fluffy, happy cat. All he does is sleep. He's really chill, but we don't let him go outside because I don't know, a lot of birds are going extinct, and a lot of it has to do with cats killing them. So cat owners, I'm sorry for putting you guys on blast, but please don't let your cats out.
Yes, I love
plus
that.
Yeah, or they could also, like, I see a lot of like cats like roadkill.
Oh, sure.
And yeah, like it's just so heartbreaking. Even just seeing them out on their own by themselves, cats or dogs, it just it really breaks my heart knowing that they're out there by themselves.
Yeah.
I understand sometimes you accidentally leave the door open and they get out, you know. So
yeah.
Sometimes it's inevitable, but the least you do it, I think the better it is for the cat and for the birds and for everyone.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah,
that was really random.
No, I love that. Like, there does need to be more protection of these animals, and it's also like super cold outside. Like, I don't know, I definitely wouldn't want my cat like just roaming around outside, and who knows what le pasa, you know. I don't know.
See, like, yeah,
my husband would not let his cats out. Like, he had two cats before he moved in, and they never went outside because he was like, nope. And he never like declawed them, you know, like they were his babies.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's really sweet. Yeah. Declawing animals and cutting dogs' ears off and tails. I think it's really, really messed up. Yeah. Pobrecitos. But wow. I got really sad.
So if you're a pet owner and you're doing any of that shit, cut it out.
Cut it out.
Yeah, I agree. One thing that's been like super like hella annoying to me is just like, so people, like, my name is Albert, right? And so like everywhere, like I'll run into people and they'll just be like, Alberto. And so I get why they do it, or they think that they can do it, right? But like, reality is, like, I've never gone by Alberto. I've never it's never felt right. And like, it's funny because my dad is actually, his middle name is Alberto, like Alberto on paperwork. And then when he became a citizen, he dropped the O. So he went from Alberto to Albert to make like a clear change that that's his name, you know, because I was named Albert after him. And so I don't know. It's like, it's just something that just like gets under my skin, because it's like, I don't assume someone's name is something else, like just because I see it, you know. And I try to ask people, like, how do you say your name? Because like I even read something before, like Selena, like she would tell people her name was Selena because she didn't go by Selena, you know, and like people wanted her to go by Selena. And so like I think it's important to just like respect like what people are, like what their name is, you know, because it's like,
yeah,
I don't know, like I don't identify with that, and it just like feels weird. I think I have like one or two people in my life that try that call me that, and I let them get away with it, but it just like feels weird and like foreign whenever they use that.
Yeah, that's really relatable. And I'm sorry that you have to go through that, man, because I share that experience with you, you know, like yo me llamo Ezequiel, and it's not spelled the way it is spelled in English. You know, it's spelled Ezequiel with the Q U, not a K.
Right.
So, just growing up here, after moving from Mexico, or you know, migrating from Mexico to here, it was such a culture shock because none of the substitutes or teachers like knew how to pronounce Ezequiel, you know, they would always pronounce it wrong. And yeah, like it was really annoying having to be called something else and having to like tell them again and again and again. Like it gets really tiring.
Yeah.
So like it really sucks that you also have to go through that.
Yeah.
But yeah, people should be more understanding, or like they should try a little harder, you know, to know what you'd rather go by. Because even if your name is Albert and you prefer to go by Alberto, you know, like people should get the chance to, like, you should get the chance to tell people what you want to be called, you know, and people should give you the chance to express that. But if they don't, you know, that's why we set our own boundaries. I know it's hard to set boundaries for some of us, and to keep setting them. Because like once you start setting boundaries, you realize like, oh, there are more boundaries that I need to set.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a healthy behavior, but it's like a love hate thing because you have to keep doing it.
Oh yeah.
Because people are always gonna try to like cruzarse la raya, you know, and tienes que decirles, you have to like be able to tell them, can, you know, I want to go by this, so I don't like it when you call me this, you know.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with that one. That's really annoying.
Yeah. Well, it's like, if I wanted that, I, like you said, I would introduce myself that way. Like,
yeah,
I'm telling you, but I'm not telling anyone that, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah. They're just assuming.
So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, like, who are you? Like, what do you do? Like, so you can just get to know a little bit more about you.
Okay. Well, my name's Ezequiel. I was born in Mexico. I'm taking it way back. I came here to the U.S. when I was like 10 years old. So I had to learn English at that age. So Spanish is my first language. Me siento más a gusto hablando español. Pero puedo hablar los dos idiomas.
Yeah, lo hablo bien. Like super, super good.
Gracias por decir eso. I mean, nada especial, nomás crecí en El Paso. Después me vine a Oklahoma. I moved out when I was 15 years old out of my parents' house. So they stayed in El Paso. I came here to Oklahoma.
¿Solo?
Solo, pero con mi hermana.
Okay.
Yeah, aquí vivía mi hermana, so tenía como unos 22 años ella.
Okay.
So a los 15 yo me vine para Oklahoma por muchas razones. O sea, fueron la escuela... era más seguro, bueno, decían que era más seguro estar aquí en Oklahoma porque no estábamos en la frontera at that point, so it would be safer. So it just, I mean, a lot of factors. I grew up pretty much like, a lot of the times hiding who I really was, you know, like, you know, we were taught to be careful and and, you know, to not get in trouble because we could face deportation. I was raised pretty much indoctrinated into religion, so then I would also have to hide who I really was. They made it seem like being who I was wrong. So like I pretty much grew up hiding who I was, not just like romantically, but also like my status here, you know what I'm saying? Like now, thankfully, because of Obama and Joe Biden, when Obama was in office, they came with the Dreamer Act, the Deferred mm-hmm. Action of Childhood Arrivals, which is why the program I'm in right now. I'm a DACA mm-hmm. recipient. And it's crazy how like a lot of people don't know like what DACA is. I can kind of talk about what that is.
Yeah, what would be like the easiest way to explain it to someone that has no idea? Because most people don't have idea because it doesn't really affect them, and so they don't care to like really invest in what it is. So what would be like the best way to describe that to them?
So it's basically a work permit mm-hmm. that was created when Obama was in office for kids who were brought here when they were little and grew up here. So like by the time it was a thing, there were people that were in their 30s, there were people that were in their, you know, like teen years. So a lot of people got affected by this in a good way. When they passed that act, we were able to obtain a job, get a driver's license. We pay taxes just like a, you know, regular citizen does. And so basically it's that. It just allows us people who were brought here at an early age and, you know, don't know anything other than the U.S., like this is our home because we've been here for so long, basically our whole life.
Right.
And it just pretty much allows us to do that, to have a job, to have a driver's license. We don't get to vote. We're allowed to travel inside of the U.S. So like, you know, Hawaii, we can go to U.S. territories like Puerto Rico. We can leave, but if we try to come back, then they won't let us in unless you apply for what's called advanced parole, which just has to be for school or like humanitarian reasons, like if your grandma's about to pass or if someone's really sick from your family, you have to like show proof of that and pay for them to take a look at your application to travel. And you don't always get approved to travel even after you pay the fee. Even when you are authorized to travel and come back, there are times where they won't let you for a lot of reasons. You might have overstayed, you might have, I don't know, some criminal records. But it's hard for a person who is a DACA recipient like myself to have any criminal record and not know about it, because we're supposed to renew our permit every 2 years. So every 2 years we get our fingerprint scanned to make sure we didn't get in trouble with the law. To make sure it's us.
Yeah.
It's not really possible for you to get in trouble because you'll get deported right away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it is. Right now, it's they're not taking new applications right now. So you're only allowed to renew it. It really breaks my heart like that other people can apply for it and get the benefit that I get, you know, like just being able to travel and work and have a driver's license makes like a big difference in my life, you know. we still have a long way to go. Obviously, there's no citizenship pathway for it, and applications are not being accepted right now. And it's constantly under attack. Like, Trump wants to get rid of it, you know? And it really sucks that Republicans don't want to give us a pathway to citizenship or even allow new people to apply. And I mean, I don't know what else to say. I think, like, obviously there's more to say, but I think that kind of covers like kind of what DACA is.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you for being honest, like vulnerable with that, because that's, you know, that's like a lot of trauma to grow up with, and like just fear of like having to hide like different layers of your identity, and like, you know, just try to assimilate to this culture that doesn't get it, you know. And I've talked to a lot of other people who've been in like similar situations, and for them, same thing, they try to like not draw attention to themselves, you know, they try to just like not talk about this big part of their life, because it's not such a little part, it's a huge part. You're having to renew every few years, you know, you're having to be like an even better citizen than the people that live in the US. Like, literally, you're getting fingerprinted every couple years to make sure that you're not committing crimes. But people here in the US, just like, they can do whatever, and there's no like severe consequences for some of them. And so like, I can't imagine as a kid, as a young adult, just like the fear that you felt, you know, one, like, I don't want people to know that I'm gay, or I can't let people know. And then like, I can't let people know that I'm not American, because then this could potentially happen, you know? And it just pisses me off that like Republicans have such a huge issue with it, you know? And like, the really scary part is like, this next election is going to be, it's going to be pretty scary on so many different levels, you know, because we saw what Trump did. We know what he's capable of. And like, all these other Republicans that are running are just as bad, if not even worse than him, you know? And like, I don't know if there's a lot of faith in like Joe Biden moving us forward. And so like, I feel like a lot of Democrats are like, I don't want to vote for Joe, but it's like, but if you don't, then this other guy's going to win. And I get it. Joe's not like a real candidate, but like, situations like these, like, you know, if people just give up and let Republicans win, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to go after people that are not born here. They're going to go after people who are gay, you know, women.
Yeah. And
so,
yes, they are. Yeah. But like, thank you for, you know, allowing me here in your platform, and like allowing me to speak about it, and just bring more awareness to that, because there are a lot of marginalized communities that potentially could be affected, like a domino effect, you know, like primero ellos, después ellas, and it just keeps going. And I mean, we see it already, like our LGBTQ community is constantly under attack too. People wanting to ban books and drag, and it just doesn't make sense. It's really heartbreaking, and I hope we can change that in the future, you know, when younger generations come in and make it better for everyone.
Yeah, and I think that's it, right? It's that we get these old people out, we get fresher, younger generations voting, and really like invested in the future of the country, because that's all that we have hope for at this point. You know, I really do think that like, unfortunately, you know, like people like you who are working even harder to be like outstanding citizens, like, why aren't you worthy of being a citizen when you're doing way more than any average person would ever even consider doing, you know? And like, you got your, you know, you have a driver's license, you have, you work, you contribute to society, and like, you do all these things. And so like, really, what would be the big difference? Like, just your place of birth, you know, like, it really is not a difference. You have lived here, you've probably lived here longer than you lived in Mexico, right?
Yeah, so it's been like 20 plus years. Yeah, something like that. I mean, I'm 28, got here like nine and a half years old. So almost 20 years, which is more than half of my life here.
So what would you go back to? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if they're, you know, because that's the whole thing. Go back to your country. But it's like, what are you going to literally go back to?
Exactly. like, this is all I know, you know? Like, o sea, no, no sé, pero si quiero ir a México, si quiero ir a ver a mi abuela, you know?
Yeah.
She's 79 years old. I haven't been able to hug my grandma, like, since I was a little kid, friend, so, like, both my grandparents are deceased, so I can't keep letting this be my story, you know, like, I want to be able to write my story and go. So I'm going to apply for advanced parole so okay. I can see my grandma now. She's 79. Yeah. I have to. So that's what I'm working on right now, actually. It's a process and it's expensive, you know, but it's worth it. So
that's so hard. Like, it breaks my heart to hear and see the pain on your face, you know, like, that's just like, that's not fair. You know, again, like you said, you did not choose any of this. This is the life you were given, and you're making the best of what you have, you know, and you shouldn't be like punished for any of this. And it just like sucks that you could do all the right things, fill out the right paperwork, pay the fees, and then they could still have the ability to say no, you know? And
yeah.
Ugh, that's disgusting. Y cuando te casaste, tu esposo, like, is that aquí or like what? Like, did that like help any?
Mi esposo, sí, mi esposo es ciudadano. Uh-huh. Y lo quiero mucho. es tan bueno y me gusta mucho su forma de ser.
Mm-hmm.
Tiene un corazón grande. I am going to put his business out there, and no te creas. Pero tiene un 12-year-old nephew que adoptó cuando él tenía solamente 2 años.
Mm-hmm.
Y lo ha criado como su propio hijo. Y, o sea, eso me hace mi corazón, ¿sabes cómo?
Yeah.
Pero going back to how it helps, pues, he can always, you know, petition for me to become a resident.
Yeah.
After that, then citizenship comes along the way. Pero por ahorita, my main priority is to go to Mexico on advance parole and see my grandma before it's too late.
Yeah.
Because even that takes a long time, too. It can take up to 8 months to get approved. So, o sea, you have to, like, balance out, you know, like, what's more important and just weigh out the pros and cons of everything, but just anything in life. In general, I feel like you're constantly having to weigh out the pros and cons of everything. And I just think it's part of evolving as a human, as a person, like, you're always going to have, good and bad things, and you need both to appreciate the balance.
I love that. How long have you been married?
Me casé en abril.
Okay. Nice. Sí. Congrats.
Gracias, gracias. Sí, fue una boda muy chiquita. O sea, está la tortuga atrás, ¿la miras?
Ya.
Yeah. pues nomás fue mi immediate family. I guess you can say it was by choice, but also like not by choice, because ni modo que invité a las tías y a las primas, si todas están en México.
Yeah.
So, me dio mucho gusto tener a mi papá, a mi mamá, a mis sobrinos, mis sobrinas, mis hermanos, mis suegros, mis cuñadas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fue algo muy pequeño, pero muy íntimo.
Yeah.
Y me la pasé muy bien, muy feliz. So, yeah, desde abril estoy casado.
La verdad. ¿Dónde se conocieron?
Nos conocemos aquí en Oklahoma.
Oh, really? Like in person or?
Yes. Bueno, pues éramos amigos en el Facebook, cuando antes tenía Facebook. Y luego, la primera vez que lo conocí, vino a recoger unas camisas, porque no sé si te acuerdas, estaba yo pintando a mano unas camisas para la marcha. Él vino y la recogió. Esa fue la primera vez que nos conocimos en persona, pero fue nomás business, ¿sabes cómo? Like, no, no hablamos after that. Until like 2021 or something like that, we started actually like dating and
how cute. Like, who slid into whose DMs first?
That's a good question. I have to go back and check. Because like we had already been in each other's DMs about like the shirts, you know?
Yeah.
So like it was probably me like after that.
Una noche solo, you were like, hey.
Sí, yo sé. Una noche de copas, no.
Yeah.
That's sí, hilarious. O sea, everything was very, very, like, natural and organic. And,
yeah.
Like, people were, like, are so, people get freaked out by moving too fast, and I can understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Pero con él era muy diferente, like, when you know, but, like, para los 8 meses ya estábamos, like, getting engaged. But a year later ya estábamos, you know, casados, like.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, I mean, he sido lo más feliz que he estado en toda mi vida. No me importa lo que piense la gente.
No. Well, and that's the thing is, like, you know, I used to worry about that too, like for the longest time. I was like, well, what are people going to think? And I think a lot of that early on in our relationship played like a big part, because I was like, I don't want to like say yes too quick. I don't want to do this too quick. But yo sabía que era algo que quería, you know, and like, you know, we met on Grindr. And so like, it was different, you know, like you think about like all the conversations on Grindr and they're never like the healthiest, but like, ours did not start off like that. You know, it wasn't a hookup. It wasn't like a sexual conversation. And so it was very like intellectual connecting, just like getting to know each other. Y después, like, you know, after a few months, like I was hesitant to say yes, but I finally was like, I think I'm ready. And so like, that's, you know, that was like the best decision I made in my like whole life. Cause I was just like terrified. I was like, I don't know if this is going to go where I want it to go, but he kept just like being consistent and like, you know, and here we are like almost 5 years later. And so I think that like everyone's journey is different, you know, like solo porque vas más rápido or más despacio, like it does not matter. The thing that matters is that both of you are invested in each other and want to continue to like fight for each other. You know, that's what I tell everyone is like relationships aren't perfect. You work at being together and loving each other and like growing with each other. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I couldn't agree more with you. I feel like people's expectations they have from you are not real, you know what I'm saying? Like only you and your partner know when it's real and whether you want to take it fast or slow, like that's just gonna come naturally to you.
Right.
And it shouldn't matter what other people think. Like you said, everybody has their own timeline. So it's crazy to compare, you know, your own timeline to someone else's or to try to live up to other people's expectations or realities that don't fit in, you know, in who you really are. Like,
So I always do a game called What If? And so we got in some really good conversation, really good topics that we didn't play it. So I'm going to give you two scenarios and I want to see what you pick. So, or I'm going to give you a what if. So what if you could swap lives with any celeb for a day? Who would it be?
yo pienso que cambiaría mi vida por un día con con nuestra amiga Linka.
Oh, okay.
Me encanta cómo Linka romanticizes her life. Me encanta que ella es un ser tan bonito. La conoces y, o sea, de volada sientes su luz. Es una muy buena amiga. Es una gran artista. Uh-huh. Es bien inclusiva. Es bien linda. Es bien talentosa. So, I would swap my life with her.
Just, oh, I love that. I thought you were going to say Dana.
You know, that's my second one.
Or Dana Ariana. Would be my I know you like Ariana too, so I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, Dana would be my second choice.
I do love Dana.
O sea, siempre apoyando a nuestras mexicanas, a nuestras latinas, you know, like, a todas ellas. A la Becky G también.
Oh, Becky G, I love her.
Sí,
I love her. Yeah, I really... did you like Dana's song with Sofia and Kim Petras, the remix?
I liked it.
I love it.
It was cute. It was cute. Yeah. I love Dana so much.
Yeah, her new song is so good.
Yeah, it's dark and it's
beautiful though. I love it.
It transmits a lot of emotion. Yeah. So yeah, Dana would be my second choice for sure. But I really love how like women are killing it in the music industry right now. Karol G, Shakira.
Yes. Shakira for sure.
Yeah. Facturando, dude. Hasta Yeri Moa.
I love it. Okay, what if dreams were a shared collective experience and they would be streamed on a network? What do you think would be some trouble that could come from that?
Okay. Can you say that again?
If like all the dreams were like, you know, any dream that people have were like streamed on like a show, like on a reality, on a like channel, and it was just like, let's say it was your dreams. The channel was like all your dreams. What could be some like problems that you could probably see you might get yourself into?
Dang. I mean, if I say it, I'm gonna get in trouble.
So say what kind of things, maybe not specifics.
Cosas que me meterían en problemas si supieran de lo que sueño. Yeah. I mean, en realidad, mis sueños ni siquiera tienen sentido, para serte honesto. Yeah. Un rato puedo estar aquí, el otro estoy en México, o estoy en un bus. O sea, es bien random. Mm-hmm. Pero muchas de las veces en mis sueños tengo mucha ansiedad. Mm. So, hago dream cosas que me dan mucho miedo todo el tiempo.
Really? Okay.
Sí, yo sueño mucho cosas que me dan miedo, como alguien me está persiguiendo o mm-hmm. alguien cercano se muere, ¿no? Oh. Like, sueño cosas así que dan mucha ansiedad. So, yo creo que si vieran mis sueños, yo creo que podrían entender el nivel de ansiedad que cargo. Porque es, like,
you feel that throughout the day también, or?
I mean, okay. I feel like I suppress it durante el día, y luego ya cuando me duermo, como estoy unconscious or not, mm-hmm. or I don't know, empiezo a soñar cosas feas, cosas que dan miedo. Yo creo por eso, porque no hago suppress durante el día como en realidad me siento.
Yeah.
Pero espero no ser el único, porque
no.
Entonces estaría agacha la cosa.
No, because varias gente cuando sueñan no tienen como their defense up, you know, and so like es más fácil que las cosas se manifiesten en manera de sueños, because you're not like actively trying to fight or block that out, you know, and so todo sale al surface.
Sí.
That's a good answer. Okay, final one. So, what if you were given a global, like a truth serum, for a week. Si te, you know, si te dieran una inyección de como, how do you say truth serum? Como, you know, una medicamento que te haga que digas la verdad a todos. ¿Qué crees? Like, you come off like a very sweet, kind guy. Do you think que eso cambiaría la percepción de la gente alrededor de ti? Like, amigos, nuevos amigos, or like, que, ¿cómo cambiarían las cosas?
So, a mí me gusta ser honesto.
Okay.
Pero trato de hacer sugarcoat las cosas. Okay. O sea, I would get my point across, but I sugarcoat things, you know, to not come off as a jerk or just to avoid conflict. Just confrontational in general is really uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
So going back to setting boundaries, like, you have to do it, you know? So I try to sugarcoat things to make it easier for me. Pero si me dan esa pastilla o inyección, creo que todo lo diría sin anestesia.
Sin filtro.
Sin lubricante. Ah.
Oh, hello. Oh, that's your favorite, though. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Sí, sí, creo que todo lo diría más directo. Y eso puede que llegara a los sentimientos de los demás. No que me importe lo que piense la gente, porque no me vale, pero a la gente que quiero, entonces no me gusta herir a la gente que quiero, ¿sabes cómo?
Yeah, so, that's fair. Yeah. Are you pretty cutthroat with what you think sometimes?
Sí soy. Sí soy, yeah.
Okay. Sí. Have you ever had alguien que te dice, okay, tell me the truth, and you really go in on them pretty hard, or do you still just try to be, like, kind?
No, I go in. I'm not going to say their name, but recently I had a friend call me, and she was at the hospital with her kid because he got sick or something, but he's fine now. pero my friend sent her current partner to her apartment to get her some like underwear and a shirt, just un cambio, porque estaba en el hospital con su hijo todo el día. Y cuando estaba agarrándole los calzones, se encontró unas fotos del ex. So my friend's at the hospital, her boo thing is at her house, getting her ropa, and she finds the picture or whatever of the ex pictures. So then she's like, and that happened, and she's calling me, you know, a puta, a fácil, you know, resbalosa. I'm like, dang. So I'm like, okay.
You're like, but you are. No, I'm just kidding.
le dije, no, pues, o sea, ¿cómo pasó que las fotos están ahí? O sea, ¿se te olvidó? ¿Se te olvidó que las fotos estaban ahí?
Right.
You're trying to, like, you know, just trying to understand cómo pasaron las cosas. Y ella me dijo, sí se me olvidó que las fotos estaban ahí. I was like, okay, like, I guess I could be true, pero, like, ¿que no te pones tus propios calzones todos los días? Just kidding.
Wait, was her kid's underwear or her underwear?
Her underwear.
Oh, yeah. Did she not wear it?
Right, exactly. So I hope they don't watch this because they're going to be like, dang. Pero sí le dije, bueno, okay. Te creo que no sabías que estaban las fotos ahí o que se te olvidaron sacarlas. Está bien, whatever. Pero le dije, she has a point, you know, like, tu novia tiene un punto en tu, like, te pasaste, ¿para qué andas dejando fotos ahí de tu ex? O si las vas a tener ahí, ¿para qué la mandas a que te escuque los cajones? You know, it's not like she was looking for a reason. She was doing you a favor.
You sent her to go find evidence. Like, that's on you. Like, that's, why are you keeping those pictures? Like,
you know? She forgot they were there.
Okay, maybe like you said, no se pone calzones, but like, then why did she need them all of a sudden at the hospital? Like, that don't make sense.
So anyway, I I was straight up with her and I told her, like, listen, girl, like, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You need to call her or text her or whatever you have to do. And you need to tell her, like, I fucked up and I understand why you're not talking to me and why you call me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, they're good now, pero cuando pasó eso, you know, le dije, like, llámale y dile que entiendes su punto de vista, porque yo también me hubiera enojado si eso me pasa a mí, ¿sabes cómo? Y sí, o sea, me hizo caso y le llamó y le dijo, le pidió disculpas por ponerla en esa situación y le dijo que entendió lo que, you know, lo que hizo está mal, so, ya están juntas, pero, okay. O sea, eso es con la gente que en realidad me importa. O sea, yeah. si eres mi amiga cercana, te voy a decir las cosas al chile.
Yeah.
Y
yeah.
me vale pito si te enojas o no, porque si en verdad eres mi amiga, you're going to take the truth, you know? And, I mean, I think they know that because, I mean, she still talks to me and she still wants to, like, hang out with me. So yeah, okay. I mean, I think I am pretty straightforward, but like I said, I do sugarcoat things a little, like me pretend saying like, oh, okay, because you forgot, like, okay, give you the benefit of the doubt, but you still fucked up, you know?
Yeah. Like, and so like, girly, if you end up listening, just know that you have a good friend who has your back, but like, be smart. Like that was your cousin, your tia, like, or hide them in somewhere that no one ever is going to look. Like,
exactly.
Let's be real. But I'm glad that they worked it out. That's good. You
me
know,
too. Me too.
That's an interesting point. You brought the word pito. Do y'all use pito in Mexico, or is that like what slang? Is it a slang term?
I think so. Yeah. Like it's slang for penis.
Okay.
But it's also like a silbato.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a whistle or whatever. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you so? I've heard a lot of people, we're going to go down this hole. I've heard a lot of people say like, boya.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that might not be Mexican.
No, it's not. I don't know what it is. Spanish? But yes.
From Spain? Yeah, because like, I feel like my parents are from Central America. So we say like, verga. And so that sounds way more vulgar, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, but I've heard a lot of people also just say that, like, in conversation. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's pretty intense, you know. But that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, we use verga too. What about, there's another word that when I went to Puerto Rico, I was like, oye, ¿me puedes dar un popote, por favor?
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was like, ¿qué? And I was like, un popote. And she's like.
We say pajilla.
Pajilla. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think in Puerto Rico they say sorbete.
Really? If you ask me for that, I'm gonna bring you something else. Like interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So
I know popote because I grew up around a lot of like Mexican people, and so like I'm familiar with that. But we say pajilla.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna ask you. This is either or, so you have to pick one or the other. Just kind of go fast. Like, don't overthink it. Just give me the first one that you would choose over the other. Grindr or Tinder?
Tinder.
Bumble or Tinder?
Tinder.
kissing or cuddling?
Cuddling.
Public sex or car sex?
Public car sex.
Well, I guess that would be like car public, but I mean like public as in like outside of the car or in the car.
Outside.
Oh, okay. Wow, public. Okay. You're gonna get arrested. Don't do that here. I'm gonna see you on the news.
No, it's okay. I don't know if I want to say it.
Just say it. You already started.
So let's do like I never have I ever.
Okay.
Never have I ever gone hiking. and you know, had public sex.
Wait, so you put your finger down if you've done it or haven't done it?
I think if you're done it. So.
Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to think. I don't think I necessarily went hiking, but.
Okay.
Maybe other activities that ended up in that.
Well, you should try it.
Oh, I mean, yeah. There's definitely a lot of trying things that we've done, especially in Hawaii. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Twitter, do you like prefer the title Twitter or X? Because, you know, they changed to X.
I don't have a Twitter, but probably Twitter.
Okay. Twitter or OnlyFans?
OnlyFans.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Because my sister is an OnlyFans, what do you call it? Like
star?
Star? What do you say?
Yeah, content creator?
Yeah, she's an OnlyFans content creator. Yeah, Carmida.
You are not plugging your sister. No, you are not. Have you been on that, on hers?
No, I have not. Okay.
I was like, next year I pay for it. No.
No, but like I do like when she uploads something on Instagram or something, I share it, you know?
I've never seen you upload that.
No?
No.
Pues ahorita voy a su página y hago share algo.
So I would pick Twitter over OnlyFans because, first of all, Twitter, you could like pretty much get like a preview for their OnlyFans and you can see a lot on Twitter. Twitter is a really explicit social media place. Like, and you don't pay for it, you know, like it's all free. If you want more, you pay for their OnlyFans. So that's the life hack, you guys. Listener, if you want to see naked people, Twitter is free. Unless you want to pay more, then that's what you do. So
gracias por la información.
Now you can look up Ezequiel on there and see what you find.
Yeah, in Twitter, digo X.
Oh. Destination wedding or big wedding?
Destination. I had a destination wedding.
Where was it?
It was in Okaloosa Island in Destin, Florida. Ooh. But it was before, like, Florida got bad and started, like, wanting to ban, you know, stuff.
Yeah, we had our bachelor party there, and I was just, like, so torn. I was like, God, why are we here? But
yeah,
we had already planned it, you know.
No, I understand.
Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween.
Dana Paola or Becky G?
Dana Paola.
Ooh, okay. Carol
G. Sorry, Becky, I love you.
Carol G or Becky G?
That's hard. Becky G.
Okay. All right. Awesome. All right. So the last game we have is called Song Association. And so, te voy a dar una palabra y tienes 10 segundos to sing a song que tiene esa palabra. So, like, for example, if I say low, then you sing the song Get Low, Get, you know, whatever. But you have to sing it with the part that has the word in it. And it can be in English or Spanish. So, let's see. La primer palabra, let me see, is eyes. Or ojos. 15 seconds, go.
I suck. Eyes. I can't think of one.
Time.
I can't.
So I thought of Shakira, Ojos Así. That's the one that came to me.
A ver, cántala.
And it's in English too, Eyes Like Yours. It's like, I've never seen Eyes Like Yours, Your Deepest Desire, something, something, something. You never heard that song?
Okay. I don't think so.
It's like an old Shakira. She's like, Ojos Así, It's very like Arabic sounding, like, I don't know. You should get on it. The next word is want or kedid. I guess want can translate to kedid, right? Yeah, like I want, yo quiero. Yeah, kedid in any form. 15 seconds, go.
Siempre te voy a querer.
Okay.
Na-na-na-na-na, por el resto de tu vida. Con mis defectos. I think it's called Siempre Te Voy a Querer.
By who?
I listen to a lot of like cover songs, but
oh, okay.
The original would be, hold on. Oh, it's Calibre 50.
Okay. Nice.
500 balazos. Ah, just
kidding. Oh, wow. All right. Next word is night or noche. 15 seconds. Go.
This is the rhythm of the night. Los Reeboks on Ike's.
I love it. Good job. All right. Sí, you're doing
gracias.
Good.
Gracias.
The next one is move or mover. Or mueve.
Can I say mueves?
Yeah.
Okay. Cuando te mueves duro. Te mueves así.
Who is that? One?
Nati Natasha.
Oh, okay. Okay. Love it. I was thinking of, I don't know, I'm older, so I don't know if you know who Faye is.
Faye.
Back in the day, pop star. She had a song called Muevelo. It's like, muévelo, muévelo, muévelo.
Sin parar, or no?
No,
I'm thinking of a different song.
Maybe. All right, next word, you have two left, is hot or caliente? 15 seconds, go.
Más de ti. Siempre quiero más de ti. ¿Para qué digo que no? Sí. Caliente. Más de ti.
I'll give you that.
I think it's called Taki or Takis by Becky G.
Okay. Yeah. Good job. Final word is lips or labios. Go.
Labios compartidos. Labios divididos, mi amor.
Good job. So you got 5 out of 6. You killed it.
Thanks.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's been so good talking to you and just kind of getting to know more about your story. Like, I had met you and talked to you, but like not like talk to you, you know, like get to know you on a deeper level. And like, I really just like, I admire your courage and like your bravery of just being like yourself now after, you know, everything that you've been through and just kind of living a life where you couldn't be yourself. You know, you're out there now being as authentic to yourself as possible. And that's just like huge. And, you know, you may not see it, but it does inspire, may have been in that position you were in before. And so that is the most, that's the best way that you are showing that you're brave and you're giving other people hope. So don't ever forget that, you know, like there are people looking up to you everywhere you're at, you know.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
And thank you for having me. It was really good sitting here talking to you and Kiki Kayaka.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean I'm glad we met. Shout out to Linka for introducing us. It's been a pleasure being your friend. So thank you for your friendship, amigo.
Of course.
Gracias.
Where can our followers like keep up with you if you want them to follow you?
So I only have Instagram. I only have OnlyFans. No. But hey, that's, I'm not opposed to it.
Ah!
So if the day comes, the day will come. And if it doesn't, it's okay. But if you are doing it, good for you. Get that bag.
Yeah, get that bag, sis.
So. But yeah, they can find me on Instagram It's at Latinx Bay, which is really crazy because some people are like, "Ay, no me gusta el X, no me gusta el X."
I know, you know, I go with it.
Yeah, I just feel like it's more inclusive. Like, it why is. Does it have to be masculine or feminine or whatever? Like, some people are non-binary, so you know, it's more inclusive. So
it is.
Latinx Bay.
So that actually reminds me. I think when I met you, it wasn't Latinx Bay. do you mind telling everyone what you were? Why the transition and like what that meant? Because obviously you changed it. So
yeah,
it's in before and after.
You are so unhinged, friend. But yeah, it used to be Latinx whore.
Not like horror, you guys, listeners. Whore.
Whore. Yeah, it was Latinx whore. I had that name because I was planning to have an OnlyFans. Nah, I'm just kidding. No. It's because, I don't know. How do I say this? I don't know how to put it into words, but basically, like I was just like taking the power out of that word, you know, like, mm-hmm. I mean, we all had our days. I'm not going to lie, our grinder days and things like that, you know? So yeah, I was labeled that by a few exes, and just people, in our community. So I just took that word and, you know, embraced it and didn't really let it define me. You know, it was more like I was trolling with that word.
Yeah.
But then, like, I got into a serious relationship, and, like, as I saw it get more serious, then, you know, I just felt like I had to change my name to something more.
She became a señora after.
Yeah, I became a señora, dude, yes.
But here's the real question, is there still some of that whore in that señora?
Yes, you can take the whore out of the streets, but...
Oh, you can never take the whore out of the streets. She's in there somewhere. She's deep down inside hiding.
Yeah, she's in there and she comes out. But yeah, she comes out in the bedroom.
Okay. Or in public, you know, you said
yeah.
In the car, in public, hiking.
At the highest peak.
Listeners, you heard it first, you know. So if you're out in Oklahoma City or in any hiking territory, keep an eye out. You may catch a little action out there.
Yeah, just don't call the cops.
Don't be shady. Take pictures, watch it, enjoy it, but don't call the cops.
Yeah, don't call the cops.
That's shady.
Yeah.
But listeners, we've had such a great time. If you're not following us on Instagram, please follow us on It's Giving What If. You can also click on the link in the bio and donate a coffee to us. I think actually there was someone donated 3 coffees yesterday, but it was anonymous. So thank you for whoever that was. Send me a DM and I'll pay you in a special way. I'm going to give you someone's OnlyFans, not mine. But so, yes, thank you for that. Please keep supporting, sharing with your friends, and keep having these conversations because it is important. You know, yes, life is fun and games, but there's also a lot of real shit going on out there. And so let's enjoy a little bit of both, right? But keep following us. Make sure you go on and give 5 stars. If you don't give 5 stars, then we're going to call the cops on you. So drop a 5-star review. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
It's giving what if.